Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Beijing. Headline. Beijing to be tested for COVID amid lockdown fears. Associated Press. Beijing will conduct mass testing of most of its 21 million people, according to authorities. The Chinese capital began mass testing people in one of its 16 districts where most of the new cases have been found. The city also imposed lockdowns on individual residential buildings and one section of the city. Health officials said the testing would be expanded to all but five outlying districts. This, in addition to the reports from Shanghai, not only of lockdown, which is longstanding, but of food security at risk, of medicines not being delivered, of hospitals not taking phone calls. There's a video I recommend as a horror show of people crying out for help on the phone or from their balconies. And still, the Chinese authorities, these men and women in white plastic suits as if they're frightened of an alien invasion, are persecuting the people of Shanghai, the entrepreneurial city. And now the fear is palpable with people stripping the shelves, the food shelves, of anything they can buy and going home. These are young people fearful that they will be locked in their apartments and run out of food over these next weeks. I welcome Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, because his colleague, the late Passone, wrote very carefully some time ago about the phenomena that we're witnessing. He applied it to then Soviet Union, but it applies also to the People's Republic of China. It turns on a word that doesn't translate easily from the German, Umfokung. Gregory, a very good evening to you. What is Umfokung, and how does it describe what we're witnessing, this nightmare, this science fiction endeavor in China? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, the simple answer to what does Umfokung mean, it actually means ethnomorphosis. And, well, you might ask what that is. Stefan Passone, who was of Austrian origin, in his 1976 study called Ethnomorphosis, Invisible Catastrophic Crime, which he published in a journal called Plural Societies in 76, talked about the Soviet Union and the People's Republic of China and their program to of ethnomorphosis or Umfokung, designed to identify groups, societies, nations of people who they deemed to be surplus to requirements or troublesome and the like, and how they could eliminate them. The German term Umfokung means the root, of course, Volk, meaning people, the prefix Um, denoting change, and the ending "ong" referring to action. So, in other words, the action to change peoples, and this is what both the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and the Communist Party of China have always attempted to do, and they spent a lot of time with scientists such as Ivan Pavlov, for example, in developing ways to divide cultures, to divine how to manipulate peoples into changing and doing what they want. And what we're seeing today throughout the People's Republic of China is what the Soviets were trying to do, create an entirely compliant society. And of course, nothing is new in the fact that the Communist Party of China has been doing that all along, trying to create what Stalin used to call the new Soviet man. Now the new China man, for example. But the is a party man is what they're looking for. But they want to do away with classes of people they can't cope with. And for Xi Jinping, not for all members of the Communist Party, but or leadership, but for Xi Jinping in particular, who's a strong Maoist, he has to get rid of the great threatening groups, which are likely to destabilize him. And they are the urban, entrepreneurial and private sector class with money, because these will back the reformers and Jiang Zemin's group, for example, and they're likely to overthrow him before the October 20th Party Congress, which she hopes will reinstate him as general secretary for another term for the rest of his life, essentially. That would be unprecedented. So he would be with Mao and Deng Xiaoping, that's one of the three great thought leaders of China. But he has to contain the natural dissent, which is rising rapidly in Chinese cities. Now, we see, and we and look, the rest of the world knows that the Chinese Communist Party lies about everything it puts out, and particularly its statistics. And yet we believe them when they say, oh, yes, we're cracking down in Shanghai, we're cracking down in Beijing, and we crack down in Xi'an to suppress COVID. COVID is the excuse, not just for the world, but for the local populations, so that the party can go in and control people before the dissent becomes palpable. And the dissent is coming from the fact that the Chinese economy is collapsing. And in order to contain dissent in the cities, Xi Jinping has to really contain those dissenting elements, lock them in their apartments, starve them to death if necessary. And that's what's happening, by the way. There are about over a quarter of a million deaths in Xi'an in December and January, just from people being locked in their apartments, unable to get food. So they starve to death. Now, we saw under Mao in the 50s, we saw as many as 60 million people killed. And if you think Xi Jinping will balk at a few million people dying so that he can ensure control, then we'd be deluding ourselves.
What we're looking at then is eliminating the distinctions between peoples, their backgrounds, their culture, their memories, their history, where they came from in the country, and turning them into obedient people without a history, without a culture. That would be the new, that would explain the compliance. One of the observations I've had these last days, Gregory, is these are educated people. They have access to philosophy. They have lives and healthy families. Why are they going along with this? And you're answering that question because their memories have been challenged. You know, you don't remember where you come from. You're from here. You're obedient to us, and you shouldn't dissent. Now, there must be people who are objecting. There must be, Gregory. Mm. These are millions of people. What happens to them? Where are they?
Well, we see that these crackdowns, starting life as medical crackdowns and quickly going into police crackdowns and backed now by the People's Liberation Army, we're seeing people rounded up, locked into either institutional compounds or into their own homes where they're just left isolated. But the key is with the society is to ensure that there's sufficient brute force demonstrated that nobody dares to protest. And the key to this is not that they need to forget who they are, because at this point, this new form of social management is how does Xi Jinping destroy what Deng Xiaoping allowed, which was to give people hope that they could have a life of material wealth and ease and freedom of movement, freedom of consumer purchases and the like. They've built up for 20, 30 years, they've built this expectation. She has to take away that expectation literally within months, because once he takes over again as general secretary for this third term, he will then begin the process of locking the People's Republic of China largely into a domestic economic circulation. In other words, cutting it off from the world trade to a large extent, not entirely, so that China is not dependent on the world for food or for resources and the like. This means that it's going to be enormously difficult for the individual Chinese. They're going to suffer enormously. There will be mass starvation, and the population is in decline anyway, but this will be accelerated. But it will ensure that the party has control. And the party is paranoid about urban unrest. And so it has to be curtailed before it even really gets underway. And it is getting underway. When you think that the 1911 revolution began with urban unrest of rural migrants into the cities, unable to get work, protesting. And this started the whole 1911 revolution at the end of the imperial era. Today, unlike 1911, when you only had about 5% of China's population urbanized, today you have about 65% of China's population urbanized. And all of them are unsatisfied, unhappy, and fearful. And Xi Jinping has to make sure, firstly, that they lose any thought of that hope they once had of a better life.
Why did the Soviets fail in this? Is there, just quickly now, is there a lesson in the Soviet failure that we can look for in China?
Well, yes, it did fail in the Soviet Union, and this is why the Chinese have taken extra steps to maximize control of the population. The Communist Party of China is 1,000 times more efficient than the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Communist Party of the Soviet Union started to fall apart when they found that they couldn't compete with the U.S. on a strategic defense initiative. So they ran out of energy to control their own population. But the Communist Party of China, particularly the Xi faction, has not run out of energy. It is frantic to control, and it doesn't care what the world thinks. It will suppress the population. And now it's got this wonderful excuse that it can do so on the basis that it's saving the population from COVID.
Yes, and the war in Ukraine, that suits the Chinese Communist Party because, as you've said before, it guarantees they have resources to sustain their sovereignty, both food and fuel, indefinitely. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's why the People's Republic of China and Xi right now is basically being very cool towards Russia, knowing that Russia has nowhere else to go. And the more that Russia is controlled and curtailed by the West, the more that it needs to depend on China as a market for the sale of its agricultural and energy products.
Gregory Copley is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, identifying the lockdown in Shanghai, which, if you look on YouTube, you will find a video that is a horror show of how people are being abused by authorities. The authorities know they're abusing them. You can hear it in the phone calls that have been recorded. We turn next to China's aggression in Africa. I'm John Batchelor.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.